It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, a law firm representing conservative interests, filed a complaint with the Federal Office for Civil Rights alleging that the Green Bay Area Public School District discriminated against a student on the basis of race. That student is white.
The U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights is conducting similar investigations in other states, including Illinois and New York.
In Green Bay, the case centers on a parent who says her dyslexic son was denied reading resources because of a plan at King Elementary School that prioritized students of color.
Ian Main is an associate professor at the UW Law School, where he teaches in the areas of civil rights and race in the law. Ian, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you, Kate.
Can you speak to the contours of this complaint and what it is alleging?
Sure. As background mentioned by Rob, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, or WILL, has looked for opportunities around the nation to cancel DEI programming. To that end, we have the complaint that was filed by WILL with the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights. And in doing so, WILL has set up a false dilemma here. WILL is arguing that the district's policy that addresses racial discrimination, there's racial disparities in Green Bay in educational outcomes, as there are in every district in the state of Wisconsin. So the district set up a program to provide an assistance to students of color in order to close that gap. And so WILL is arguing that that policy must be ended if a child with dyslexia is to get appropriate care under a separate policy, which is the federal policy, which is the Individuals with Disability Education Act, the IDEA. And many of your listeners have heard of an IEP, an Individualized Education Plan, mm-hmm. or program.
Yep.
And that comes from this act, the IDEA Act, or the Individuals with Disability Education Act. And this student and their parents have rights under the IDEA. And it sounds like, from the allegations that I've read anyway, that the student has been, you know, given, and the parents have been given the runaround. They had a much better experience in their prior school or district, and they're having a terrible experience getting the programming and support they need for their child here in this particular elementary school. And I certainly, in my experience, I have seen, you know, different treatment of students with the same IEP plan from one school going to another, right? And so districts need to obviously make sure that their schools are providing the services that are required under the IDEA. And so these two policies, the district policy that is basically intended to close the racial disparities that are occurring in the district, and the IDEA, both serve very different and important goals. And the IDEA provides particularized services to students with disabilities. Dyslexia is covered by the IDEA, and the students should be getting services under the IDEA, and that's where this complaint should be focused. The students or the parents here, if the district doesn't comply, can go to state or federal court, and they would be able to bring a lawsuit saying, look, the district is not giving the services provided. The school could not, for example, say, well, we can't give the student the appropriate care under the IDEA because we have this DEI program. That would not be appropriate. Mm. That would fail in any state or federal court under an IDEA defense, if that makes sense. But this DEI program is completely separate and, as a legal matter, just not logically connected. But again, WILL is looking for opportunities around the country to cancel DEI programming. And this is just part of what it does. And here it has a fairly sympathetic and important case regarding disability rights that, as I see it, just does not have a logical connection to the programming that the Green Bay has implemented to close its, what I imagine is a significant disparity regarding racial disparity regarding educational outcomes.
I want to pick up on what you said there around the country, because the Office for Civil Rights is filing complaints of racial discrimination at schools in other parts of the country. Cases, Virginia, Chicago, there's New York, you know, all claiming that white students are being discriminated against because of policies designed to help racial minorities. Do you see a pattern here?
There is a pattern. The pattern's been going on for 400 years. I mean, but if we look at this just from a 1,000 point of view, just notice that all the complainants are white, despite the fact that we have shocking racial disparities in every single sphere of measurement, whether it's housing, economics, education, jobs, health. It goes on and on. And we have shocking disparities and active discrimination, both caused by historical and by just current practices that are affecting communities of color. And the fact that these cases are brought by white kids should be a red flag for anyone thinking about race, because white people have been beneficiaries of racism. And racial, oppression is structural, and it harms people of color and it benefits white people. The view of the advocates at Will and unfortunately the majority of the Supreme Court looks at race as something that just can occur. Any decision based on someone's skin color is racism. And that's kind of the colorblind view of racism, and one that erases the act of racial harm that is occurring every day against racial groups. And so if, as a professor at the University of Wisconsin, when I look at my students, I had 60 students in my first class this last year, and one student was a Black student out of 60. It's just shocking the disparities that we have. And, when we look at how many Black students are enrolled undergraduate in the incoming class of UW, it's about 2.4%.
Wow.
Despite, a national kind of demographic of 13%. And it's these kind of programs that Green Bay is trying to work early, right? To close that education gap, to give that opportunity, and to bring that from 2% to closer to 13%, say, as incoming students at UW, which would be the fair outcome.
Ian, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Ian Main, associate professor at the UW Law School. We turn now to Lauren Groyle, who is an associate counsel at the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. This is the firm that brought the complaint against the Green Bay Area Public School District. Lauren, welcome.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Can you talk about, is this complaint centered on violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act, or is this about racial discrimination?
So both. That is the short answer. The Trump administration finished reviewing our complaint and determined that there was enough material in the complaint to warrant an investigation into the district, specifically on whether the district violated Title VI, which is racial discrimination, and whether the district failed to evaluate the student as a student with disabilities who is believed to need special education or related services to be consistent. And they are absolutely two connected things here, because the district is allocating resources for literacy supports and resources based on race, not based on need. So this child was put on a waiting list because of his race, because he wasn't the correct race, as opposed to because he didn't need as many services as other students in the district. So both race and disability law are at issue here.
And so in this complaint, it's what is called the student success plan that was set by King Elementary School. The school has since changed the language in the plan. Do you think those are steps toward what you're looking for?
Obviously, the district is taking steps now in the right direction. It's a little bit too late at this point because this student has already been harmed. And Title VI complaints can be retroactive, not prospective like a lot of lawsuits are. But even though they changed some of the language, they still list these priority performance groups by race. Instead of explicitly saying that they'll prioritize those by race now, they say they'll prioritize students who need the help. But that begs the question, why create the priority performance groups if you're not going to prioritize race at all? So it's a good step. We're happy to see that the district is taking this seriously, but it's certainly not enough. And it doesn't change the fact that this student went over a year without the supports that he was entitled to.
Lauren, do you think schools should be able to prioritize certain groups that have historically had much less access to resources?
That's a great question. I will say I'm very sympathetic to the fact that we're trying to be cognizant of past historical wrongs here, but having a benevolent reason to be racist doesn't make it okay. And that's what's happening here. Title VI prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, or national origin in any program receiving federal financial assistance against any race. By prioritizing students of specific races for additional resources, the district excludes other students, like Mrs. Decker's son, from equal access to educational resources. It could be for a benevolent reason, like has been discussed, to uplift certain marginalized communities, but it's still illegal and it's still racial discrimination. It just was the anniversary this past May, the 71st anniversary of Brown versus Board of Education. And we should be well past the time that we are considering race. As Martin Luther King Jr. said, we should be evaluating these students on the content of their character and not the color of their skin. This district needs to be evaluating these students on the basis of their needs rather than the color of their skin.
And as we wrap up here, what are the next steps in this for Will?
Yeah, so we'll be monitoring now. The Trump administration is going to open an investigation into the school district. So that means that they're going to look into all the allegations in our complaint. We'll be available to provide any additional resources and work with our client, Mrs. Decker, and her son as they conduct interviews, among other things. But we are hopeful that the district will continue to make changes, whether it be mandated by the Department of Education or on their own, because every student deserves an opportunity to learn to the best of their ability, regardless of the color of their skin.
Lauren, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Lauren Groyle, Associate Counsel at the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, that brought the complaint earlier. We heard from Ian Main, Associate Professor at the UW Law School.